We've been doing the laws of the 9 days. We saw that our custom is that we don't get married during the 9 days or during the 3 weeks. And then we went on to the laws of this week, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. And us Ashkenazim take these customs from Rosh Chodesh till Tisha B'Av. And the following halachot. We don't do laundry, even if we're not going to wear it now. And even if you only have one garment, so you wear that garment. If a person has laundered clothing he did laundry before the 9 days, so then he doesn't wear them. Even the blankets, if he laundered the sheets beforehand, he doesn't put on new sheets or new towels. There are exceptions. If a person needs it for a mitzvah, then it's different. If it's very hot, so he holds you don't change undergarments, but we hold that you do. You do change undergarments, because those are things that get very sweaty, big days day up. What we do, though, is at least on the shirts, that we put on the shirts before the 9 days, we wear it for 20 minutes or something, so it's not fresh anymore. And then when we wear it during the 9 days, it's not a fresh garment. Even the clothing of little children, we don't wash during this week or the 9 days. But of course, if you have a little boy who keeps soiling his garment, so that you have no choice, you have to wash it. The custom is that the children in general, whatever is necessary, we launder. You can't have enough. Kids get their clothing dirty maybe 10 times a day. So whatever you can't avoid, so you do.
Probably also underwear and socks even for adults.
So that most people have enough. And for most people, they don't mind wearing the same undergarments 2 or 3 days in a row. If they do, so today it's very cheap to get more. People who do usually have enough to wear at least the week of Tisha B'Av, that they shouldn't have to do laundry.
Yes, they are buying big packets, and they way cheaper. Like one and then the second without money.
9 days, not 3 weeks. 9 days. 9 days is when we don't do laundry. The 3 weeks, us Ashkenazim don't take a haircut or shave. Sfardim only during the 9 days. If a person has a mustache that gets in his way of eating, so that he could cut. We don't give children haircuts either. We don't wear new clothing. And our custom is that all of the 9 days we don't wear new clothing. We don't sew new clothing or purchase them. Our custom is that we don't eat meat or wine all week long. And some have the custom from Shiva Sabe Tammuz. One of the things is that we stopped bringing the sacrifices, we stopped offering the wine in the temple, so we don't eat meat or drink wine during this time.
But grapes is possible.
Grapes is okay, yeah. Now, also, fleshik dish is okay.
What?
If you have a dish that meat was cooked in, so that's okay.
What?
If you have
meat in mix, or what?
Let's say you have soup or chulin, you're not eating the meat, you're eating the remainder of the chulin. He says that's okay.
Is it possible to eat meat dish?
And in Avdala,
but it's meat.
No, you don't eat the meat. But being that you're not eating the meat, there's room to be more lenient if you need the soup. We're also lenient, and here we see halachos of minhag.
I understand. What is this soup often meat with meat?
If you have chicken soup.
This meat. Chicken, chicken.
So you don't eat the chicken.
Why? How is it possible? It's going liquid.
You're right. So we say that being that it's not the meat itself, there's room to be lenient if necessary.
Okay.
The meat itself is a soup, but chicken meat or salami, it's all the same. That's all prohibited during this time. Now in Avdallah, we have an interesting halacha. Halacha in Avdallah is that ideally we prefer that someone else drink the wine. Who else could drink the wine? You made a bracha on the wine. So we say like this. If you have a child who's, let's say, 10 years old, so he is chinuch age for brachot. When you make a bracha, you can make it for him. So that's okay that he'll drink the wine. You made the bracha for him. The only problem is, if he's 10 years old, maybe he's also chinuch age that he understands that you're not supposed to drink wine at this time. So if you find a child who's just in between, he understands that what a bracha is, so he's of chinuch age for the bracha, but he doesn't yet understand the concept of mourning for the destruction of the temple, then he could drink the wine from Havdalah. But it's very hard to find a child who's exactly at that intermediary stage, and that's why usually we drink from the Havdalah. You don't have to drink the whole cup, but we drink from the Havdalah. My son learns in Cheder that he's supposed to drink the wine from Havdalah, so I never argue with his Rebbe. If I could only avoid it, his Rebbe said he drinks it, so I told him, fine, after I drink, you'll drink. But really, I drank, because I made the bracha, and he's not old enough. He doesn't understand what Baruch Ata Hashem, what that means. So that's why I drank it. There's another halacha here that's very interesting. From here we learn a halacha for all of Shas. And that is, what happens if you have a woman that's nursing, and she feels that her milk isn't good if she doesn't eat meat. She feels the difference. So the halacha says that we permit her to eat meat at this time, even though she's not becoming ill, the baby doesn't become ill. But being that it's only a minhag, these 9 days, even this week is only a minhag, so we're lenient, we allow her. And from here we learn that for a small inconvenience, we will forgo certain minhagim. Meaning, if, let's say, a person has reflux, he has acid indigestion, right? After he eats a fleshik meal, he's eaten meat, and now he has acid reflux. So the poskim, Rav Hershel Schachter, says that from this halacha over here, we learn after 1 hour, after you wait 1 hour after meat, the next 5 hours are a minhag. Now a minhag, when a person is a little bit feeling weak from it, then we say for minhagim like this, you have to be a rabbi to know which minhagim go how. Not all minhagim are equal. But for a minhag like this, so Rav Hershel Schachter says, we would allow a person to drink milk. If he's having acid indigestion, he's having reflux, the first hour is rabbinic, it's not a minhag. The first hour after you eat meat is rabbinic. The next 5 hours are a minhag. So on a minhag, we say when a person is feeling very uncomfortable, he doesn't have to be sick, but if he has a great discomfort, so then we're willing to push off certain minhagim for that discomfort. And that halacha is derived from the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, if the woman is nursing and she feels weakened, she's not sick, but she feels the difference. She doesn't feel the same because she's not eating meat.
I think it's then subjective. I never could understand why they need meat for this, for meat.
Okay, I'll tell you, it's been many years since I've nursed. It must be the previous Gilgul. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe in previous Gilgul she was tired.
Okay, now a person who's sick is allowed to eat everything, and fish we're allowed to eat. And of course, we're not allowed to go against this minhag. It's just for health reasons, if a person needs to, so then we're more lenient. And if it's possible, we prefer giving chicken meat over animal meat, because the whole idea is this meat was sacrificed in the temple. Well, the chicken meat was less, so that's why we prefer chicken. Yeah, Yehuda. So that too. It depends to what degree. But I mean, if a person's happy with soy, today we have soy hot dogs and soy schnitzels and fish. I'm saying, fine, right, so there's room to be lenient. That's what we said. The din in the Gemara is the meal before Tisha B'Av, you don't eat meat or drink wine. That's what it says in the Gemara. From there, everything else was extended based on minhag. So our custom is from Rosh Chodesh up. But for any situation where it would be necessary, the recommendation is consult with your local Orthodox rabbi.
Right.
But the general attitude is there's room to be lenient. There we wouldn't be lenient. Because we'd say, you know, eat something else. What do you mean? It's not supposed to be a big meal. The last meal, eat a potato, you know. Have a big lunch, have a big dinner, and then later for supper before the fast, go with the halacha. Yeah.